Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
My friends, think back to a time when you felt utterly hopeless, when it seemed like there was no way out of your situation. And yet, against all odds, something miraculous happened. Perhaps it was a job offer that came out of nowhere, a sudden breakthrough in your health, or a reconciliation that you never thought possible. That, my friends, is the hand of divine providence at work. God has a way of taking the broken pieces of our lives and transforming them into something beautiful. He specializes in turning our trials into triumphs and our setbacks into stepping stones. What may have seemed like a setback at the time was actually a setup for God to display His glory and power in your life. And let me tell you, divine providence isn't just reserved for the big moments. It's present in the small details of our everyday lives. From the sunrise that paints the sky with hues of pink and gold to the laughter of a child playing in the park, God's fingerprints are everywhere if we only have eyes to see. So, my friends, as you navigate the ups and downs of life, remember that God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, protecting you, and showering you with His unending love and grace. Trust in His plan, have faith in His promises, and rest assured that divine providence is at work in your life, shaping your story into a masterpiece of His glory. Beloved friends, let's delve deeper into the struggle of doubt and the importance of overcoming it. Doubt is a universal human experience. It's that nagging voice in the back of our minds that whispers, "What if?" It's the uncertainty that creeps in when our faith is tested and our circumstances seem bleak. But my friends, I want to remind you that doubt is not the end of the road. It's simply a bump along the journey of faith. You see, doubt is the enemy of faith. It's like a thick fog that clouds our vision and obscures the truth of God's promises. When we allow doubt to take root in our hearts, it can hinder us from fully experiencing the miracles that God has in store for us. It robs us of the peace and assurance that come from trusting in God's goodness and faithfulness. But here's the good news. Doubt doesn't have to have the final say. We have the power to overcome doubt through the strength of our faith. Just as a small seed can grow into a mighty oak tree with the right care and nourishment, so too can our faith grow stronger when we choose to cultivate it. So how do we overcome doubt? It starts with a decision to cast aside our doubts and cling to the unwavering truth of God's promises. It means choosing to trust in God's goodness, even when our circumstances tell us otherwise. It means holding on to the hope that God is always working behind the scenes, even when we can't see it. But overcoming doubt also requires action. It means surrounding ourselves with a community of believers who can encourage and uplift us in our times of doubt. It means immersing ourselves in God's Word and allowing it to speak truth into our lives. And most importantly, it means leaning into our relationship with God, knowing that He is always there to guide us and strengthen us along the way. So let's make a conscious effort to overcome doubt in our lives. Let's choose faith over fear, trust over uncertainty, and hope over despair. For when we do, we open ourselves up to a world of endless possibilities. where God's miracles abound and His love knows no bounds. Now, let's explore the concept of trusting in God's plan and surrendering to His will. Trusting in God's plan can be one of the most challenging aspects of our faith journey. It requires us to relinquish control and surrender our own desires and agendas in exchange for God's perfect will. But my friends, I want to assure you that it is in this surrender that we find true freedom and fulfillment. You see, God's plan for our lives is far greater than anything we could ever imagine. It's like a masterful.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Full tapestry, woven together with threads of love, grace, and purpose. And yet, in the midst of uncertainty and confusion, it's all too easy to question God's plan or try to take matters into our own hands. But here's the truth. God's perspective is infinitely higher than ours, and He sees the bigger picture that we cannot yet comprehend. So even when His plan doesn't make sense to us, we can trust that it is always for our ultimate good and His glory. Trusting God means surrendering our need for control and allowing His will to unfold in our lives, even when it leads us down paths we never would have chosen for ourselves. It means letting go of our own agendas and embracing the beauty of His timing and provision. Now, I know that surrendering to God's will can be scary. It requires us to step out in faith, not knowing what the future holds. But let me tell you, my friends, there is no safer place to be than in the center of God's will, for it is there that we find true peace, joy, and purpose. So let's make a conscious decision to trust in God's plan for our lives. Even when it seems uncertain or difficult, let's surrender our fears and doubts at the foot of the cross and embrace the freedom that comes from knowing that we are held in the palm of His hand. And as we do, we will experience the fullness of God's blessings and the abundance of His grace in ways we never thought possible. Beloved friends, let's explore the idea of God's timing and how it's always just right. Have you ever felt like you were waiting for something that never seemed to come? Maybe it was a job opportunity, a breakthrough in a relationship, or a long-awaited answer to prayer. In those moments of waiting, it's natural to feel impatient and frustrated. But my friends, I want to encourage you to take heart and trust in the perfect timing of our Heavenly Father. You see, God operates outside the constraints of time as we know it. He sees the beginning from the end and orchestrates every moment of our lives with precision and purpose. What may seem like a delay to us is actually God's way of preparing us for something greater than we could ever imagine. Think about it this way. Just as a master chef takes the time to marinate and season a dish to perfection, so too does God take His time in preparing us for the blessings He has in store. He knows exactly what we need, and when we need it, and He never misses a beat. But here's the thing about divine timing. It requires trust and patience on our part. It requires us to surrender our need for immediate gratification and embrace the journey of waiting with open hearts and minds. For it is in the waiting that our character is refined, our faith is strengthened, and our hearts are prepared to receive the blessings that God has in store. So the next time you find yourself in a season of waiting, remember this: God's timing is always perfect. He may not work according to our timetable, but He is always right on time. Trust in His plan, have faith in His promises, and rest assured that he is working behind the scenes, preparing a future for you that is beyond anything you could ever ask or imagine. Now let's explore the importance of stepping out in obedience to God's call. So, obedience is a fundamental aspect of our relationship with God. It's about aligning our will with His and trusting that His ways are always higher and better than our own. But obedience isn't always easy. In fact, it often requires us to step out in faith, even when it seems risky or illogical. Think about some of the great heroes of faith throughout history. Abraham, Moses, David, Esther. What do they all have in common? They were willing to step out in obedience to God's call, even when it meant venturing into the unknown or facing seemingly insurmountable obstacles. But here's the beautiful thing about obedience. It positions us to receive the miraculous. When we step out in faith and obedience, we open ourselves up to God's supernatural intervention in our lives. It's like opening the floodgates and allowing His blessings to flow freely into our lives. Now, I understand that stepping out in obedience can be scary. It often requires us to leave our comfort zones and take risks that we wouldn't normally take. But let me assure you, my friends, that God is always faithful to His word. He will never lead us astray or abandon us in our time of need. So let's be bold and courageous in our obedience to God's call. Let's trust that He knows what's best for us and that He will never let us down. And as we step out in faith, let's do so with confidence, knowing that we serve a God who delights in working miracles in the lives of His children. So let's delve deeper into the importance of expecting the unexpected and embracing divine surprises. Life is full of twists and turns, and sometimes it can feel like we're riding a roller coaster with no end in sight. But amidst the uncertainty and chaos, there is one thing we can always count on: the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. God delights in surprising us. He loves to show up in unexpected ways and reveal His power and glory in the most unlikely of circumstances. And yet, how often do we limit our expectations and confine God to the box of our own understanding? But my friends, I want to challenge you to break free from those limitations and embrace a spirit of expectancy. As we journey through life, let's expect the unexpected. Let's anticipate divine surprises around every corner, knowing that God is constantly at work in our lives, orchestrating miracles beyond our comprehension. Perhaps it's a sudden breakthrough in your career, a divine connection that leads to a lifelong friendship, or a miraculous healing that defies all medical explanation. Whatever it may be, God is in the business of doing the impossible, and He longs to show Himself strong on behalf of those who put their trust in Him. So, the next time you find yourself facing a seemingly insurmountable obstacle or a hopeless situation, remember this: God specializes in turning the impossible into possible. He is the God of the unexpected, and His ways are higher than our ways. Now, let's take a closer look at why it's important to think about our own stories of how God has been faithful to us. My dear friends, I invite you to take a moment to journey back through the chapters of your life, to those moments where God's hand was unmistakably at work. Recall the times when you faced seemingly insurmountable obstacles, when the odds were stacked against you, and yet somehow, against all expectations, God intervened in ways that left you in awe. Perhaps it was a time when you were at the end of your rope, unsure of how you would make ends meet. And yet, out of nowhere, a job opportunity presented itself, providing for your needs in ways that surpassed your wildest dreams. Or maybe it was a season of illness, when doctors had given up hope. But through prayer and faith, you experienced a miraculous healing that left you stunned with gratitude. Think about the relationships in your life, the ones that seemed irreparably broken, beyond all hope of reconciliation. And yet, through the power of God's love and grace, You witnessed healing and restoration that defied logic and human understanding, whatever it may be. These testimonies are not just moments in time. They are sacred reminders of God's faithfulness and His unwavering love for each and every one of us. They are like stones of remembrance, marking the places where God met us in our deepest need and showed Himself strong on our behalf. So as you reflect on your own testimonies of God's faithfulness, let them serve as beacons of hope and encouragement in the midst of life's storms. Let them remind you that no matter what challenges you may face, no matter how dark the night may seem, God is always faithful to His promises, and His love for you knows no bound. May these testimonies be etched upon your heart, guiding you, inspiring you, and filling you with gratitude for the goodness of our God. And may they give you the strength and courage to face whatever lies ahead, knowing that the same God who has been faithful in the past will continue to be faithful in the future. So hold fast to hope, my friends, for God is working behind the scenes, weaving together a masterpiece of grace and redemption in your life. And as you trust in Him and lean on His strength, you will find yourself led into a future filled with hope and blessings beyond measure. May you go forth from this message with hearts full of faith, minds filled with expectation, and souls overflowing with gratitude for the goodness of our God. And may you never forget that no matter what lies ahead, God is always with you, leading you into a future filled with hope and blessings beyond measure. Now, as we part ways, I want to leave you with a simple request. Share this message with others. Share it with your friends, your family, your neighbors, anyone who may need a reminder of God's faithfulness and love. Let's spread the message of hope and encouragement far and wide so that others may be uplifted and inspired just as you have been. And if you haven't already, I encourage you to subscribe to receive more messages of faith and encouragement in the future. By subscribing, you'll stay connected and continue to be uplifted by the truth of God's Word. May God bless you and those around you. Now, let us conclude these words with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today to ask for your divine intervention in my life. I pray for miracles of financial abundance, healing, and protection. I ask for your help in creating multiple streams of income, investing wisely, and living within my means. Bless me with abundance and prosperity, so that I may use my resources to help others and serve your kingdom. I pray for healing of my body, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name, I ask for your divine touch to bring comfort, strength, and renewed health to every part of my being. Guide me towards professional help if needed, and surround me with positive and supportive people who uplift me in my journey. I ask for your divine protection from negative energy and situations that do not serve my highest good. Help me to set healthy boundaries, say no when necessary, and stand up for myself and others. Shield me with your divine protection and keep me safe from harm. I put my faith and trust in you, Lord, and I believe in the power of miracles. Thank you for your blessings and guidance in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.